In South Sudan, all schools have been instructed to close as the nation braces for an impending heatwave, with temperatures potentially soaring to a remarkable 45 degrees Celsius, 113 degrees Fahrenheit. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. Authorities have emphasized the importance of keeping children indoors, cautioning that the extreme weather conditions may persist for at least 2 weeks. Tragically, fatalities attributed to excessive heat have already been reported, according to officials speaking on Saturday. In parts of the capital city of Juba, residents endured sweltering conditions on Monday without the relief of electric fans due to power outages caused by the heat. The streets of Juba, home to a population of over 400,000, were notably quiet in the afternoon, with local media reporting temperatures of 41 degrees Celsius, 106 degrees Fahrenheit. While South Sudan typically experiences high temperatures, it is unusually early for such intense heat, typically seen only during the summer months, according to the World Bank's climate change portal. On Monday, children in uniform were seen returning home after being turned away from school. The Ministries of Education, Health, and Environment announced on Saturday the closure of all schools from Monday due to the serious health hazards posed to students. Although the ministry's statement did not specify the reopening date, two teachers said. After a briefing with authorities that classes would resume on April 3. Residents of South Sudan, the world's newest nation since gaining independence from Sudan in 2011, described challenging conditions due to the heat. Watcon Savior Lazarus, who leads a national NGO, expressed concerns about the impact of the heat on work routines, noting, "This heat is very serious and it's really affecting our work." Juba resident Ayah Winnie Eric emphasized the importance of staying hydrated and wearing light clothing to cope with the heat. The Muslim population, constituting about 6.2% of the country, faces additional challenges during Ramadan, as fasting prohibits them from drinking water or other liquids to stay hydrated during daylight hours. South Sudan joins a growing list of African countries experiencing intense heat, attributed in part to the El Niño phenomenon, which has disrupted global weather patterns and raised temperatures by causing warm waters in the eastern Pacific Ocean. Despite El Niño's influence, broader climate change is also driving temperature extremes, with 2023 marking the hottest year on record globally. While South Sudan may see some relief in the form of storms in its southern region next week, the World Meteorological Organization, WMO, forecasts wetter than normal conditions in the country in the months ahead. While this may alleviate drought conditions, it also raises concerns about potential flooding. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.